Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Sometimes it feels like, I know every day it feels like you're getting older, but sometimes it just smacks you in the face a little bit more than other days.
Okay.
I went to my DJ gig recently and it was, thank you. It was very warm out. And so I wore my jean shorts because I'm just very at this. I'm very hot all the time, as you all know in the room.
Yeah, you can't handle it.
Do I sound old enough yet? Yeah. I'm very hot. So as I walked in and I'm setting up my gear, one of the bartenders who I know really well.
Like, I can't take it. Are jean shorts back? They're not back, right?
They've always been.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
They've been back for a while.
There was definitely a period where it was like, do not.
Yeah,
jort.
That was like 15 years ago.
No, it wasn't.
Talking jorts specifically or?
Yeah. What's the difference between a jort and a jean short?
Well, just like the length. Jorts are longer.
No, jort is just short for jean shorts.
Yeah. No, but like Daisy Dukes have always been around.
No, but we're talking jean for men, shorts. I think.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Women can always wear them.
Mm. Okay.
Men. Because it's also, there's the cargo thing that kind of went away, and now cargo's kind of back.
It's full back, yeah.
Yeah. On the shorts?
Yeah.
Jean shorts were gone for the time when they were like skinny jean shorts.
I don't remember there being skinny jean shorts.
Yeah, they definitely existed. Had a pair.
Was that during like My Chemical Romance era? Okay.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Which, timeless, to be honest.
I had a pan explode in my pocket of my skinny jean shorts.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, black ink.
Mm.
Would be super concerning if it was something else and black.
I'm glad you brought up the whether jean shorts are in or not, because this is kind of where I'm heading. Because
let's just start here. Where'd you buy
them? Let him.
Where'd you buy them? Because like I model myself on like I go to the Vuori store. There's no jean shorts there.
Yeah, because Vuori is workout clothes.
No, it's not. No, it's just not just. I have Vuori jeans now.
Okay, Vuori is pretty. Yes.
No, Vuori used to be more that, but
are they the ones with the stretchy suits?
No, that's State and Liberty. but like there are like you can't say the jean shorts are in because Walmart stocks them. That's Vuori. What I'm getting at.
Okay. Vuori : athletic clothing and activewear apparel for performance. That is literally their website.
They also have other things.
Too bad. correct. Just because they're at Walmart doesn't mean that they're in.
Correct.
But so if did they're you at get like them at Walmart? Abercrombie or something.
I don't think they have
I want to say I got them from H&M. Maybe
that's
Old Navy.
Good indicator.
One of those two, somewhere
so
like that.
That means they are in?
H&M,
if they're at H&M?
Old Navy a little less, but.
H&M is the notch up from Old Navy.
At this point, I say notch down. I'm pro Old Navy. Their quality has gotten so much better. Their athletic
Old Navy
wear
was
phenomenal.
A two wear for me, and then I'd get the shirt out of the laundry, and I'm like,
for the 4th
where
of
are the
July?
Sleeves?
Yeah, no, they're amazing now.
The jeans I wore yesterday, Old Navy.
Shut up! I don't even look at the store. I like avert my eyes when I see it.
Yeah, no. That's changed.
And I will say, Old Navy, great for kids.
Yeah,
for sure, because they're going to blow through their clothes anyway.
Awesome.
That's
a
different story.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm wearing the jean shorts to the gig. I'm setting up, and a bartender who I'm buddies with, like we talk every day, every time I'm there, like we're friends. And he comes up and he says, "Oh, you're wearing shorts today." And I said, "Yeah, you know, I'm getting old. No, I'm too hot." And he says, "Oh no, you're okay. Jean shorts are actually in now." And I went in my mind, I thought, "You son of a." I know that.
Like, but he thought you were old enough.
He thought I was old enough to actually, like, they're there. Like, no, you're okay. Hey, buddy, you're doing it. And I'm waiting, and he didn't give me that. He gave me the, Mm-mm. I'm just
How
old.
How much younger is he than you?
Probably 15 years.
There it is. You know, that's a bummer, because that's probably exactly how I would respond to Slacker. If you were wearing jean shorts and you made a comment about why, I'd be like, no, it's fine. They're actually in. Because we're on different...
Keep talking, princess.
Planes.
What plane are we on? What plane are you on?
Yours is a much older plane.
There. Come on, buddy.
Yeah.
No, I in my mind, I thought, no, I'm cool, but I'm making a joke about how I'm old. And he didn't, but it didn't register as a joke to him because I just am old.
Don't you think the only reason he pointed it out is because they're bad?
No.
No. Mm.
He took a risk.
Somebody 15 years younger than him walked up to him and was like, are you confused about where you are?
No.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.